Well, I mean, when you look at the numbers, we felt like we moved the ball, really well in both the run game and the pass game. I think the run game early, and then once we kind of established ourselves and got into the second half and obviously had that deficit, we needed some bigger plays, and we got some big plays in the passing game, still with the ability to run the ball well and effectively. We had some drives that were right on the outskirts of field goal range, opportunities to get points, and we weren't able to cash in. And obviously that's in a game like this where every point, every opportunity counts so much, you got to be able to take advantage of those. Obviously we had the two missed field goals. We probably went for it on fourth down when maybe if we were just a tad closer or, might have been another field goal opportunity, and then we got knocked out of field goal range with a sack, on one third down. So in a game like this where it's a game of inches and it's just a game of one play here and there, obviously that makes the difference. But I felt like our defense battled, did a great job. Offensively, I felt like we battled. All hung together, despite the 16-0 halftime deficit. Unfortunately, we had the one turnover that gave them a touchdown. Otherwise, they just get three field goals and maybe this is a different game. They're a great team. This is a tough place to play. Obviously, the conditions were very unpredictable at times. It seemed like both teams handled it as well as they could. But at the end of the day, if you want the most key stat, it's obviously the turnover differential, of which they get one and it results in 7 points. And in a one possession game, that makes a big difference. I don't know if there is one regret. I mean, like I said, I felt like we might have had two other opportunities at field goals or at least to sustain a drive, and we, just were not able to convert. And you feel like if we were, then maybe that results in, at least a field goal. Maybe you continue the drive on down for a touchdown. The momentum shifts, it can change a lot of things. It's hard to point at something in the second quarter and say that would have made a difference in the game. But it came down, it came down to the wire.
That momentum shift, though, when you were under center, with the wind at your back, did you feel like 6-0? We kind of waited off this,
yeah,
so to speak, and yeah, did you like where you were at?
We did. We obviously knew the wind was going to be a factor in this game. Like I said, it seemed very unpredictable at times. It was swirling. It was, from our bench across, but then it favored, one direction or the other. But you just had to play. You just had to play and look for those opportunities to make, make big plays. Like I said, early on, I felt like we really established a run well. O-line did a great job of moving people, running backs, great job of getting chunks. And then obviously the passing game opened up there in the second half. We were able to take advantage of some down the field opportunities, but just came up short.
Do you leave here with any different feeling this time than 6 weeks ago?
Well, obviously we played a lot better today than we did then. Still ended up on the losing side of the turnover ratio, which, it resulted in 7 points for them that week, and it resulted 7 points today for them, which obviously this game was much closer, and that becomes a big difference. But then you say, hey, the field goal opportunities, and then two others that, man, we were just on the outskirts of having an opportunity to kick a field goal. And, man, every little bit of points matters, because then it changes the mindset and the outlook on, their last drive there where they end up going down and getting a touchdown. But, it's an 8-point game at that time. Now, if it's a 5-point game, then maybe that changes some things. So, obviously, you don't know how things in the second quarter, third quarter would have changed, the mindset, what have you, in the fourth quarter. But certainly, if it's less than a one possession game, if a touchdown wins it for you versus touchdown and a 2-point conversion, then, I think the mindset's different.
Can you talk about the clutch to reach him, the big gainer?
Yeah.
What happened after that when you were trying to get the game winning at the same time?
Yeah. We felt like we had thrown some balls kind of in that intermediate range, and their guys were falling off a little bit. So you felt like this is an opportunity, I think, to test them down the field, and felt like we caught them flat-footed a little bit, and obviously launched it out there as far as I could, and Good thing they tipped it to us. Meacham makes the play. I mean, big momentum shift there, you know, big gain. And then obviously we get the penalty. Can't remember what the penalty was. It might have been a holding 10, you know, so now it's, I think, second and 15 or so. And, you know, we just couldn't get any closer. You know, I think we were trying to, we were a bit in that mindset of you know, kind of taking a shot and looking for a big play as opposed to, you know, I mean, we knew we were on the outskirts of field goal range. We knew we were going to attempt a field goal, but obviously we were going for the touchdown two-point conversion to tie the game.
The combination of their defense and how they play at home, I mean, is this as much of a challenge as your offense has come across in your time here?
Yeah, I'd say it is. And obviously the conditions have a lot to do with that. They're a very stout defense in all regards. Front four, linebackers, secondary. As complete a defense as there is in the league. I mean, there's a reason that they were top ranked in so many categories. You know, points, turnovers, just creating opportunities for their offense, playing here at home, you know, with that crowd. A lot of reasons why they're one of the best.
It was a ball when you had the wind.
Yeah.
We've never seen you like, did the wind grab that ball or was it?
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. It was one to Lance Moore. It was you know, maybe on our second drive or something like that, or once we got the wind, yeah. And I felt like I threw it right at him, and it just, you know, just kind of took off into the jet stream. We had a pretty stiff wind. You know, I know the gusts today were 30 miles an hour plus. You know, it was kind of coming from right to left. I mean, dead right to left, you know, so it just kind of pulled that ball away from, you know, where I was trying to throw it. And that's when you knew, hey, you know, we're just going to have to kind of manage, you know, these conditions at times and, you know, just think about, you know, moving the chains. Hey, we'll have our opportunities for big plays, you know, but certainly we don't want to force anything. But, yeah, that was just one that kind of got away.
Drew, this is the third time in the last 4 years now y'all have gone on the West Coast and ended the season. Is it as simple as underscoring how important it is to get home field?
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying what's the difference between, you know, being on the road here and today versus had we been back in New Orleans in the dome, obviously it's quite a bit different. But I think we beat anybody, anywhere, anytime. it just hadn't happened for us the times that we've come here. But, yeah, obviously there's a huge advantage, a home field advantage. I mean, we were 8-0 at home this year. We play well at home. I feel like we have played well on the road, too. You know, it's not like we're going on the road and just getting blown out. You know, I mean, you're referencing three games. We get beat here 41-36. We get beat in San Fran 36-32. And we get beat here by one possession, you know, 23-15. So all of those are one possession games. All of those came down to, you know, the last possession. So, I mean, hey, it's hard to win in this league. It's certainly hard to win on the road, especially in the playoffs. You know, everybody's playing for a lot. Obviously, that home field atmosphere kicks up a notch. We knew what we were coming into here. Felt like we had a great plan. Felt like we really executed that plan very well, all things considered. Just came up a little bit short.
We have time for one more, please. The youth of the team, the experience they got. When we look at the future, and I know you lost today, but do you feel like there's a bright future? What happened?
I do. You know, it's always tough to sit up here now that we know the season is over, the 2013 season is over, because, you know, number one, you know how close you got. And so it stings even more than if, like last year, when you walk away 7-9, you didn't have a chance at the playoffs, you weren't that close, you know. So it hurts. The closer you get, the more it hurts, the more it stings. You also realize that in this league, in this day and age, you know, there's some of those guys you're not going to be playing with anymore. You know, every team changes. There's a lot of turnover from year to year. And so there's guys that perhaps you played with for, you know, a few years, you kind of formed a special bond with, that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're gone. It's a different team, you know, and you got to reestablish that identity each and every year. And also, you know, this was my 13th year. You just don't know how many more opportunities you have to play this game, to compete at this level, and to have a shot at a championship. And so you certainly can never take it for granted. We're so blessed to have these opportunities, but we know that, you know, they're getting fewer and fewer.